A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
An absent AEW star is returning soon. A top Impact star could be about to become a free agent, and a huge celebrity match announced for AEW Revolution. For Thursday, January 28, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. It was indeed, Tony Schiavone. That was the night that Riho became the AEW Women's World Champion, the first ever AEW Women's World Champion. We haven't seen much from Riho for a good long while. In fact, it was March the last time that we saw her competing in an AEW ring. That was as the COVID pandemic was hitting. This led to travel bans all over the place. Travel bans that, while still not back to normal, are starting to be lifted in some places, and restrictions are put in place that allow people to travel more. And this means that Riho is set to make a return to AEW. We talked about this on the news video last week, and last night on Dynamite, it was confirmed that AEW will bring Riho back to be part of the Women's World Championship Eliminator Tournament. Riho will be competing in a first round match against the NWA Women's World Champion, Serena Deeb. I echo what a lot of people put online last night when I say, that's a first round match. Are you kidding me? A stunning return. It's been since March 18th since we last saw Riho competing in an AEW ring. She has been mostly doing stuff for Stardom since the COVID-19 pandemic hit. Finished up with Stardom back in December, which suggested that maybe time was coming for her to make a return. And now we have it confirmed. She is on her way back. Now, when this match will go down, we don't know, because all that AEW has said so far is it is coming soon. So it will be dependent on travel restrictions and getting Riho into the country for that. We know that AEW are at a point where they can bring some more of their import wrestlers back. We've seen Pac as part of AEW Dynamite just before Christmas. He was flown from the UK to be a part of a series of tapings in the States, and then flown back again. It's a tough one to do with some people, because when you land in the States, if you're traveling from outside the country, there is like a 10-day isolation period that you have to go through before you enter the country. And then there's obviously a 10-day isolation period on the way back. So to do a wrestling show over in America, you're blocking out an entire month now. So it's making it worth the while of the people that are performing. With Pac, they filmed two episodes of Dynamite back to back, so he was on multiple episodes. Whether they'll do the same for Riho, presumably depending on how well she does in the tournament, I guess we'll find out. But watch this space. Riho now making it official through AEW Dynamite, returning to the company very, very soon.
That's not how the situation works. You don't say when, I say when, because you're on my time.
Moose, etc. Moose has been a staple of Impact Wrestling for quite some time. In fact, he's kind of one of the mainstays there now. You do forget that. Like, Moose has been a part of the... He's a veteran of TNA Wrestling. He is. He was the TNA World Champion. He had the belt and everything. Fightful Select have reported that Moose's time in Impact Wrestling could be coming to an end, potentially. He is set to become, according to Fightful Select, a free agent this summer. His contract with Impact Wrestling expires in June, which means he could, if he wanted to, test the waters with a few places. Where could Moose go? Well, he had a great relationship with Ring of Honor from 2014 to 2016. And ROH is very much on the march back again. He could end up there. I'm sure there'd be something for him in AEW. I mean, they have the opportunity. If AEW wanted to get Moose on the books, they have the opportunity to showcase him on Impact right now and through AEW as part of this working relationship they've got. And of course, the question comes up of WWE, whether someone like Moose, with a sporty background, would work in WWE. I personally think a big lad with a sporty background, strong presence, I'm sure the conversations have been had. So we don't know. Or, alternatively, and you've got to give them the due, Impact Wrestling could just re-sign him to a new contract. Keep him in the company. They'd be foolish to let him go. I think he's done great numbers for them. He's currently involved in a story with Rich Swann that may lead to them to having an Impact World title match down the road. Lots of avenues for Moose. We'll keep an eye on all of them. Bring them out! Matt Riddle wants to get into the fight pit with Bobby Lashley. He tweeted, "Hey Triple H, who do I have to call so I can beat up Bobby in the fight pit for the US title?" Looking ahead to their future match. Bobby Lashley responding to this tweet saying, "Why? You need another nap or something?" I don't think this match is going to happen. But since the match isn't taking place at the Rumble, they could easily make it a part of an episode of Raw to rock up with the fight pit. Colour me intrigued. We have an update on Tegan Knox, the NXT star who has suffered multiple ACL injuries, recovering from her third one right now. She was on the bump and she says, "I feel good. I feel strong," which is nice. "A nice little change from being on crutches a few weeks ago. I feel really good. Recovery is going very well. I'm way ahead of where I should be, which is good. I think it helped that I've got through this three times now." If you want to see how Tegan's getting on right now, she's on Brie Larson's fitness channel doing a workout. So it's Tegan Knox and Captain Marvel doing some workouts together. It's great. Sasha Banks was chatting to the Complex Sports podcast about Snoop Dogg's appearance in AEW, talking about that splash that he did, and said, "I saw him 2 weeks before he did that. He was talking about how he wanted to do a splash, and I was thinking that splash was going to look like that. I wasn't thinking that splash was going to look like that. He called me right after, just cracked up laughing, asking if I was proud. I was like, dude, if you had fun, that's all that matters. We still got time. I want to do matches with him. I want him as my tag team partner for WrestleMania. So we got time. I got to train him. That splash is going to be 5 stars. Sasha Banks and Snoop Dogg as a team? Why not, eh? Why not? More on celebrity tag teams later in the podcast. Santos Escobar was talking to Sports Illustrated about his goals in WWE, and he said, "I'll give you a peculiar answer. There is one thing I haven't been able to do, and that is meet Vince McMahon. I am committed to this industry, and that is a lifetime commitment. I was born and raised to do this. I think Vince McMahon is a genius, and I want to meet him. That, to me, is an immediate goal. He will either like me or hate me, but I will discuss my background with him and what I'm able to bring to the table. I need to discuss that with Vince McMahon, and that is one of the most immediate goals. My other goal, I want to be the first Mexican, born and raised, sports entertainer to ever main event WrestleMania." Some good banter between the NXT and AEW commentators last night. Beth Phoenix and Excalibur having a bit of a back-to-back, with Beth Phoenix tweeting a photo of herself with Wade Barrett and Vic Joseph with the caption, "My commentators could beat up your commentators. Hashtag we are NXT. Excalibur responded with a picture of himself, Taz, and -1, Brody Lee Jr. The picture has Brody flexing in it. It's adorable. And Excalibur says, "You want to put $5 on it?" And then Phoenix replies with, "Those pipes are illegal. No fair." And a celebrity tag team match looks to be going down at AEW Revolution 2021. At the Dynamite Awards last night, NBA legend Shaq challenged Cody Rhodes to a match at the pay-per-view. Rhodes came out and said he was hoping to have him and his wife team up to face off against Shaq and Jade Cargill. However, Randy Rhodes is now with child. This led to Arn Anderson bringing out Red Velvet to step into the Brandi Rhodes role. And it's now going to be Cody Rhodes and Red Velvet taking on Jade Cargill and Shaquille O'Neal. This is a thing that is definitely happening. Jack will talk about it more on AEW Dynamite Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little later on today. On the Twitch channel later today, away from the Shaq wrestling shenanigans, Sam Driver is back on Yakuza. He's been loving playing Yakuza as of late. You can join him at twitch.tv/cultaholic later on tonight. Also on the podcast feed right now, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. If you missed it, check out my conversation with Welsh wrestling star Elijah, talking about growing up in Wales, talking about the wrestling scene that he was trained in, and the British wrestling event You Are Cordially Invited that turned a lot of heads on New Year's Eve. We talk about all that, and he picks three wrestling matches that he would watch while stranded on a desert island. That's on the podcast feed right now. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.